Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to our show, The Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are Sons of Light, Hebrew Israelites, that minister to our nation, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. And we try to deliver a message every day. And if you don't know who the 12 tribes is, the 12 tribes consist of Afro-Americans, Native Americans, and Latinos. And we try to minister to our tribes. And being though that said, we also have several different ministries that we do. And you can find our ministries at the upperroomisraelite.com, and that's UPPERROOMISRAELITE.com. And my brothers have several different ministries that they do. We first have a ministry for a food ministry, which is the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. And you can, if you can go to the upper room, we would like to minister to mainly females with children, but we will minister to men too. But also we have a blog. My brother and I have this Blog Talk Radio show that we do on Sunday, which is the Heavenly Father's Last Call. And my brother Yaquab Ben Israel, he does a Blog Talk Radio show and videos. Now, his videos is on Tuesday, and his Blog Talk Radio show is on Wednesdays and Fridays. And my brother Adir also does videos on Saturday, normally Saturday evening. But you can find all of that at theupperroomisraelite.com. Now, being through all that said, let's get into our title for today. And our title today is So Many Agendas Against Israel. And the reason I say that is because as we look at the influence of the world today, I was recently looking at what they said was the first Hebrew Israelite to take the vaccination. Her name was Sandra Lindsay. Again, her name was Sandra Lindsay. And they used her, when I say used her, I mean the other nations used her to take this vaccination. And to me, I looked at it like this. I looked at it like it was like Adam Weishaupt agenda 10.0 on steroids. What I mean by that, they use the media to show our people that it's all right to take that vaccination. You know, that was something sinister, you see, because they want to convince us, our people, to take the vaccination. And when we had recently looked at a video with she was a doctor / scientist, and when she told us about all of the things that was in the vaccination, it was horrific. They had the RFID chip in it. They had stuff in it to change our DNA, make us half man, half robot. And they had something else called the Lucifer light in it. I mean, several different things, agendas to hurt our nation. And they were trying to promote that by using a Hebrew Israelite female. Now, I always normally start the day off with a scripture, but I'm going a little different route. But now I'm going to read you a scripture, and then I'm going to go back to what we're talking about, which is so many agendas against Israel. Now, I want to read you Revelations 13:16-18. Again, that's Revelations 13:16-18. And it says, and he causeth all, both small, great, rich, and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in his right hand or in the forehand, and that no man might buy or sell or say, he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, here is the wisdom. Let him that have overstanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. Okay. Now, as I just said, in this vaccination, it has that RDFI chip, you see. And also, you know, brother, it also has different things that is to change our DNA. The whole purpose is to change our DNA because they do not want us to conform to what the Heavenly Father want us to really conform to.
Exactly. And they know, you know, when we read the keys, to get technical about it, the keys tell us that the Eternal Heavenly Father is going to restore us through our DNA and our RNA through coding. And that's why they trying to make this vaccine. That's why, like you said, they got the first person they put on there was a Israelite who was asleep, who didn't know who she was. And then, have you noticed all the nurses is black, as so-called Israelite nurses? We ain't seen that many black, so-called black Israelite nurses in our life. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to make sure that we don't make it because they know they not going to make it. So they trying to bring us down. And I guess they got the older syndrome. If I can't make it, you know, you can't make it. You know what I'm saying? They don't receive their blessings, so they don't want to see our blessings. You know, so Revelation 13:9, he that leaves in the captivity shall go into captivity. You know, they want to give us punishment, but don't want to receive their punishment. So,
yeah, you're right, brother. And when you start talking about DNA and you read in the keys of Enoch, it shows how important that our RNA and DNA is, that if they have to go to that extent to try to change our DNA, they know it's something great about us.
Oh yeah.
You see, they know that for sure.
Yeah.
And it speaks about it in the keys. You know, it says the divine Heavenly Father has already put this greatness in us, in our DNA,
right,
you know, which is mixed in with our melanin,
right,
you see?
Right.
And that's the only way or chance that they have,
right,
to change,
right,
our DNA,
right,
or to attempt to,
right,
change our DNA.
Because that's why they're trying to sucker us to make this vaccine. Now, look, now you know the lady Tiffany, whatever her last name, Tiffany, that took the vaccine. Now, you know, they say she's dead. And you got some reports say she's not. But I believe personally, because I was looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first, the hospital put out a statement and said that she was okay. 2 days later, they took it down. Then they took her Facebook page down and they closed her Twitter account. And they was all asking, was she okay? She haven't responded. I think it's been like almost 30 days. She haven't said anything, like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She haven't responded to say she was okay. And nobody said anything about her. And they asked the hospital, could they confirm yay or nay if she's okay? Nobody want to respond and say anything about her. So I believe personally, because it's been 3 weeks that they heard anything from her, about 3 weeks. I believe personally she has passed away, and they try to make you forget it and hush the story. So that's the Eternal Heavenly Father working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When they try to do something openly, that's him working, letting all of us know, the ones who are awakened, not to take this poisonous vaccine.
Right. And that don't even surprise me, brother,
right,
if she is dead.
Right.
Because, see, like our title is today, so many agendas against Israel.
Right.
You see, and just look at the things that they're putting in this vaccination.
Right.
And the Heavenly Father and God knows what else in there that they're not even telling us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So to me, you know, it wouldn't surprise me,
right,
you know, what these wicked Edomites do and what they try to do to our nation. And I'm going to read a scripture that I really, really helps you to appreciate that this is the reason why we shouldn't even be mingling with these other nations.
Exactly.
If you read at Psalms 83:4, and that's again Psalms 83:4, and listen what this says. It says, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. Now, these is the same people that is giving you the vaccination. Do this to you, your people, our nation. So how would you be able to trust the people? Let's bring you another conversation. Now, one of our brothers called me, you know, last week, and he was trying, and he deals with a guy named John Rothenberg, a wicked fake Jew. Now, this Jew always tried to play nation and play people like a fiddle.
Right.
So the brother called me up and said, could you give him a call? You know, and I said, oh, no problem, brother. I'll give him a call if you can't get through because they don't know your number.
Right.
Okay. I gave him a call, and, you know, they asked me, what did you want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about, you know, would I take the vaccination? Okay. So I got on the phone finally, and he asked me, well, would you take the vaccination? And I told him no. I said, why would I take a vaccination when you are the same people that poisoned the Tuskegee Airmen,
right,
our people,
right,
our nation, and use them for a lab rat experience? So
right,
why would I trust you? I don't trust Caucasians. Oh, no. Oh, listen, I disagree with what you said.
Right.
And then he said to me, he said, well, you need to consult your physician. I said, look, what you don't understand, the physician called me to
right,
call you.
Right.
Because the physician is watching
right,
you.
Right.
You see,
right,
he letting you know. He didn't perceive that. He couldn't understand that.
Right.
So the great physician is letting you know through me, forget me,
right,
but Messiah is letting you know he see what you're doing.
Right.
You
right,
see?
Right.
But they so wicked. John Rothman is so wicked.
Yeah.
You know, he tries to cut you off, don't let you speak long.
Right.
Now, the brother already told me he was going to do it.
Right.
He did exactly what the brother said.
Right.
It got you close. I got to go. Cut me off.
Right.
You know,
right,
but it just goes to show you that these wicked nations that we deal with has an agenda for our nation.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to go in the keys, and I'm going to read in the keys to show you that our evolution is more than just fire coming back, lifting us up, putting us on the boat or a ship or a chariot and taking it to another land, and we still be human, but we just living in peace and harmony. It's much more than that. Now, I'm in the keys. And I'm in the introductory section on page 6. It says, let us truly be one with the Christ. And when it says Christ, that's ascended being. It says, which reveals the glory of the collective messiahship for all humanity. And when it says humanity, it's talking about you as black. It's talking about black man. It says, which is the return of Moses, Messiah, and Elijah, all ascended masters. You say, as they left this, you say, the collective transfiguration shows that Messiah did not work by himself, but within a brotherhood of fold giving of the star code. And that's what my brother was saying, for the star code is the RNA and DNA, the code of our DNA that has to be transformed. It's of the Father's plan to the human evolution. It's Moses gave man the Torah, which is the divine DNA RNA code of the spiritual Torah. It's the blueprint of our determining Father's kingdom on earth. Elijah demonstrated oneness with the vehicle of light. See, he's a light runner,
mm-hmm,
which attaches our physical universe, our universes, Our Messiah shows how the body unites as Christ's body of eternal life. So they tell you that it's a divine code in us, like my brother said, and they want to change that through these vaccinations, which ain't vaccinations. They microchips in the Satan light or code, or what do they call it? The Satan what?
They call it the Lucifer light. The Lucifer light. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
The Lucifer
light. They have all type of wicked stuff there to try to break that connection. And the Eternal Father told us, if we take that, then we lost forever because it can't do nothing with us. So, but I know the Eternal Father is going to intervene so that we don't have to do or go through anything like that anymore. Because like Scripture said, they shall not touch one hair or harm us in any way, shape, or fashion, but we shall only see destruction with our eyes.
Yeah, you're right, brother. And you see, and that's why I love the keys so much. Because, see, the keys, it gives you the ample information that you need to get the understanding of exactly what are we, you
right,
see.
Right.
And not only do it speak about, you know, us, our DNA and RNA, but it speaks how we are also associated, and I'm talking about light, brother.
Right.
We associated with a higher art, with a hierarchy, which we call the Brotherhood of Light.
Right.
You see,
or the Great White Brother,
or the Great White Brotherhood, and we don't mean white as in white.
When we say white, we talking about light.
Right. Light.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, and see, we get a lot of our information. We get a lot of things from Messiah, the Divine Heavenly Father, and the Brotherhood of Light.
Right.
See, we are connected to
right.
them.
Right.
You know, the keys let us know we are in harmony with them.
Right.
And things that we are going to experience and change is going to come down through them.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Because we are part of a greater consciousness and a part of a greater brotherhood
and a family
right.
of a seed that is rare and few
right.
in this reality. So that's why they talking to so-called black or melanated people, because they don't know particularly who that seed is. They just know it's within that race. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they trying to come at us so viciously. But all praise be to the Eternal Father, because surely, as his word is true, his word will accomplish what he said it would do. So you're
right.
Exactly right, brother.
So I want to also give our audience a chance to give us a call. We do have a call number that you can give us a call in, and you can hear us out, and you might have an opinion on something, or you might just want to find out. You might be a light, brother. You know, if you have the option to give us a call, you can give us a call at 845-261-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. So I want to get back to, you know, our program. Now, also, brother, you know, I was also looking at another scripture that for our nation too. You know, when you listen to all the different agendas that they have against us, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be scared. Because we know that the Divine Heavenly Father is going to give us, you know, help. Now, I'm going to take you to a scripture at Isaiah 35:4. And that's, again, Isaiah 35:4. And it says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, the Heavenly Forefather will come with vengeance. Even the Heavenly Forefather with a recompense, he will come and save you. So, letting you know, we don't have to worry about what the wicked is going to try and do.
Exactly.
Because we have a divine Heavenly Father, and we have Messiah. Like it says, as the scripture said, he's going to come with vengeance. And he's going to recompense
exactly.
for the wicked that they are doing, you see. And the wicked don't stop. We know they don't stop because they come up with something. And we just turn on the television, and yet they come up with something else.
Right, right.
Constantly.
Right. Well, you know, when you about to be destroyed or it's the fall of your nation, You know, they doing the same thing the Egyptians did. They doing everything they can to try to act like this is what. When I see on TV when they say, we all in this to get her,
mm-hmm.
or together.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Psalms 83. You know what I'm saying? When they say they all confederate to make the name of Israel no more. Every time I see them, when they put that stadium there, we are all in this together. Well, I say they are all in it to get her. And you know, they call Israel her. So every time I see that, that's what I think of. And you're right, brother. They doing everything possible to avoid their punishment.
And if you think about it, what else could they do?
Right.
You see, they between, like my brother said, the Heavenly Father got them in a Gordian knot.
Right.
So they ain't getting now.
Right.
So
you move, you get tighter,
the tighter and tighter you're going to get.
Right.
So when you wicked, you have no other choice but to keep being wicked.
Right.
You know, it reminds me of this scripture too. At Psalms 37, 32, it says, the wicked watches the righteous and seek to slay him.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And that's why when they talk about we all together, man, we ain't all no all together. You're trying to kill me.
Right.
So how's I'm all together with you?
Right.
You got to be kidding me. But see, but they like to make our nation, the play on our nation,
right.
and make them think that,
right.
you know.
Right.
And see, that's what Jap is too. And I hate to, I mean, not that I hate to say it, but like my brother said, they inveigle the minds,
right.
you know.
Right.
And this is what they do best
right.
to our nation, you know. And that's why it makes me sick. When I see commercials like that, they always talk about all together. We all one.
Right.
We not all one.
Right. We not all one. We never was all one. Holy means separate.
Yep.
And that's why he calls a separate and peculiar nation unto himself. And they know that, you know, they have really, really did a job on our nation, you know, because like the brother said, we have more Israelites fighting harder for this nation. The Gentile nation for their own nation. And it's sad to see, but we're going to leave it in the Eternal Heavenly Father's hand because, like the Keys of Enoch said, it said he's going to recompense them for the fear that they caused Israel to fear the coming of his Messiah. And most people scared as heck when that day comes because they think they'll get punished or beat the heck out of them. And that's really not the case for most of Israel. Like you said, he's going to come get Israel and not leave one seed behind. So
right. Now, and see, brother, but I'm going to tell you what we can do as a nation. You see, when these things are happening, or what we should be doing as a nation. Now, I'm going to read you a scripture from Colossians 3:1-4. And that's Colossians 3:1-4. And it says, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the heavenly forefather. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this world. For ye are dead, and your life hid with Christ in the heavenly forefather. When Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, this to me is speaking directly to light brothers
right.
and our nation in
right.
some sort of form too.
Right.
But see, we should be taking our energies like we're doing right now,
right.
ministering
right.
to our nation.
Right.
You see, because we know that like the scripture I just read said that, you know, this life, present life that we living right now, is dead.
Right, it's done.
It's done.
Right.
You see?
And what a better time in this conjunction to even make that even manifest, because we know we're leaving from a earth sign to an air sign, which is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly right. And we know through other pseudepigraphal books that Messiah said he's coming back. That's why that precept that you read is so important. For light for them to see a nation that's born from a nation, and they in one day, and they knew them not.
Right, and see also at the end of that the at Colossians 3:1-4, it says also, then we shall ye also appear with him in glory. It also tells us that, yes, Light Brother is going to sit at the right-hand side of Messiah,
right,
as king and priest.
Right.
You see,
right,
all these scriptures tie in to our future.
Right.
You see, we are the future kings and queens,
right,
and also rulers.
Right.
You see, this is why Messiah told us, at Colossians 3:1-4, this is what we should be doing.
Right.
You see, preparing for it.
Right. And like you said, like we were saying, this time, because of this conjunction, is more important than ever for us to be doing it, to use these energies at this present time for the restoration and salvation and the redeeming of our nation and our people. Because this truly is the time.
Mm-hmm.
More so than any other time in our history. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
And speaking on a conjunction, right, brother? I found that to be one of the most interesting things. I've never heard of the conjunction. You see, now, if you think about it,
none of us did.
But look, our enemies, the Edomites, they knew about this conjunction
a long time ago.
You see? And yet, through the conjunction, they used the wisdom and knowledge and science that was given to us from the Heavenly Divine Father, Messiah,
right,
to use it against us,
right,
to enslave us so they can have their way with us.
Right, right.
You know how, that is wicked. You know, but I can't blame them, you see,
right,
because they want to be on top. You see, I get it. I understand it. But these same people that used this against us, you see, wouldn't even tell us about it because they knew once we found out about it, they going back to where it came from, back in slavery, and back to being the lowest thing of forms on the earth.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And I just found that to be really interesting, bro.
Well, they thought that they can make us not know about this day so they can use these energies for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find something that I can read that talks about the conjunction anyway. Now, I'm going to read a little something in a book called Bernard R. Goldstein, and it talks about the conjunction. It say, in the first year of the conjunction, it say, crops will increase, but in the fourth year, there will be drought and great famine in the land. It say, they are the... I can't see that word, in the land of the West. And many will flee because of the severity of the famine and pestilence. Nevertheless, Israel, see, and that's why I wanted to stop at. It just shows you that they have written, this book was written in 1862 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to show you that, like you said, they've been about the conjunction, and the conjunction was was the thing that happened before we fell. And this guy was just writing about what happened during that last conjunction. So, like you said, brother, this conjunction is their judgment and their fall.
Right. And see, throughout all history, if you ever examine from our history, you know, it was either we was on top,
right,
and they was on the bottom,
right,
or they was on top and we was on the bottom.
Right.
It's a scale, brother. It's like a scale.
Right.
And the scale is never, it can never be, just they on top all the time,
right,
and we on the bottom all the time.
Right.
It cannot be. The Divine Heavenly Father didn't make the scale that way.
Well, that's why he said, I raise up kings and I bring down kings. So
right.
He said the scale goes up and down.
Right. But this time, when this scale goes up for us, the scale is going to stay up for us. When this scale go down for them,
right,
the scale is going to stay down for them. And there ain't going to be no raising back up. Because, see, now we are in the time. See, what they call the time of the Aquarius.
Right.
You see,
right,
we in that time now. And we can see from the affluence of events in the world,
right,
what's taking place.
Right.
You see, we can literally see that now is the time that for us to start rising back up. Because the Divine Heavenly Father is giving us that information that we're talking about at this time. He said he will give us the knowledge and wisdom at the end of time.
Right. And also, too, just piggyback on what you're saying, they also have a lot of influence of events that's happening. Okay, the explosion in Nashville. Now, I've been doing some research on it, mm-hmm. and they said that, well, I watched the video, and actually, the RV exploded by a laser ray. And it shows it in the video that a laser came down and blew that van up.
Mm.
But it didn't just happen in Nashville. I was watching this guy, and he said, on the same day of a Hella Day, which is so-called Christmas, one of their holy days, they had a massive explosion in Belgium. They had a massive explosion in, let me see, it was in Belgium, America, I think Syria. It was I think it's four or five places.
Mm-hmm.
All of them had explosions at the same time. And they all, oh, then you had the one in New York about the oil tanker. Then you had the train. All these is on the same, around the same day. So you have a lot of influences of events that's happening. And it just show you that they about to either, you know, kick off something big or major. And then you got Israel that on the same day of Christmas, they bomb Syria. So there's just a lot of things happening
right.
all around the world.
And that's why I say I don't believe in coincidence.
Right.
These things happening like this.
Right.
No, it's happening for a reason.
Right.
Is the Divine Heavenly Father is letting us know, preparing us.
Right.
Now, I also seen on the other day, I don't know if you heard about this, but it was a huge meteor struck China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
out of nowhere, yeah. and they showed it on the video
right.
when it came to, and this thing was big, man.
Right.
And that fireball came out and it exploded. You know, and whatever it hit, it tore up.
Wow.
Because, you know, you can read about it. You go to, you know, YouTube, you'll see it. See, it's just too many things
right.
happening that the Divine Heavenly Forefather is letting us know.
Right.
He's working.
Right. He is working.
He is working. You see. So, again, I want to just address the audience. You know, if you can fill an option to give us a call and you can feel spirit, soul calling us to, you know, that you want to know more or you have a question to ask, feel free to give us a call at 845-241-9966. Yeah, brother. So, you know, getting back to our title, so many agendas against Israel. I mean, there is a lot of agendas, but we know all of the agendas is going to be for you.
Right.
Now, I'm going to read you a scripture at Job 25, and at Job 25, it says that the triumphant of the wicked is short,
mm-hmm.
and the joy of the ungodly man, but not for a moment. In other words, the ungodly, the wicked, is only for a moment.
Right.
The Heavenly Divine Father, see, they know their time is short.
Right.
You see, they know that they only have an ample amount of time to do all the wickedness that they want to do,
right.
you know, and then after that, it's over. It's done.
Right.
So they got to do everything that they can.
Right. And that's why I say in the Pseudo-Figurable book, told the Edomites, it's not going to always shine. And just as the sun rises and falls, so shall they. So the light is not going to always shine in the kingdom, like they used to say in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
The sun never sets on Rome. Well, the sun did set on Rome, and it's also going to set on these wicked, this Babylon kingdom here. So we, like you said, we need to continue to prepare ourselves for storing up. We're actually just doing the work, storing up, fishing for men, continue to put this information out, making sure all that we can reach, be rich. And that's what the Father wants us to do. He don't want us to sit idly by at the last minute, wait and say, well, I done all my work. Ain't nothing else I got to do. I got myself together. We need to be looking for brothers and sisters who are lost, like Messiah did, and try to bring them back into the light. or the truth. And that's what we're doing here today. You know, we could be like everybody else, home, chilling, or getting ready to eat, but we are trying to do the eternal Father's will, letting people know any way that we can that the eternal Father is coming back to seek the kingdom. You know?
You're right, brother. And see, like brothers know this. See, we know to get busy.
Right.
You see, Messiah, when he told us to fish for men, we fishing for men.
Right.
Not only we fishing for our nation, but we fishing for like brethren,
right. Right.
too. You know, that was our main goal. That was Messiah's main goal,
right. Right.
to
main
fish
goal.
For like brethren.
Right.
He came back for us.
Right.
So all we doing is following in his footsteps and continuing
right.
the minister work that he
right.
started.
Because like you said, through like brethren, Israel shall be saved.
Right.
Man, I got to find that precept. Because
right.
I'm going to tell you, man, that's a good precept.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find that precept. Man, I got to find that. Because it tell you that we are the ones who going to save Israel. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Through light, brother, Israel shall be saved. So that's, like you said, that's why Messiah came back, to restore us so we can restore our nation.
But don't that make sense? We were born out of that nation.
Right.
You see,
right.
we were born out of that nation.
Right.
To come back to save them.
Right, right. right
just
right.
like Messiah had to come
right.
back to save
right,
us.
Right. right
so
right.
we all we doing is almost returning the favor.
Right.
You see?
Right. Well, not returning the favor,
but
extending the work.
Right.
Because
extending
remember Messiah
the work.
Said,
right.
not me alone, but Elijah and Moses also.
Right.
And we talk about other people, like Enoch and Methuselah and Seth and Adam, all of them. They all did this work. We are extensions of that work that Messiah is talking about.
Right. You're right. And see, that's why it's important for us to be doing minister, like blog show, radio talks like
right.
this.
Right.
Because this gives them a sense and a chance to hear different things that they may not have heard from or heard about.
Right.
And it might recollect in their mind, like, wow, I never heard that before.
Right.
Well, brother, what are you talking
right.
about?
Right.
You know, I want to. Yeah, to strike your interest,
right.
to build up that curiosity
right.
so you can know what we're talking about, what Messiah wants out to you,
right.
to get out to you.
Right.
You see, but, you know, these are the things that we should be doing at this present time
right.
because we can see the time is short.
Right.
As the brothers, like the brother said, the light is leaving this world.
Yep.
This light is
yep.
going to leave this world.
Yep.
And then it's going to be too late. When the light leaves, you talking about darkness?
Right, right.
You talking about a physical,
right.
the 3 days of darkness,
right.
and you talking about a spiritual darkness
right.
that's going to be down there, and it could be too late.
Right. It's like Messiah said, with him and Sophia, when they called themselves crucifying Messiah, and Messiah said him and Sophia left, you know, the Holy Spirit of Messiah, they left, and they was up there laughing at them, beat their own flesh or envelope. You know, that's how he going to do it. And he said they went back to the upper eons. He said when he go down, he come right back up to the upper eons where they can't get him. You know what I'm saying? Because those archons, there's some vicious jokers, man. You know, and a lot of people, well, Paul told you, we fight not against blood and flesh, but spirits and principalities from above. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying. When they leave, it's going to be total, like your brother said, total darkness and chaos in the wrath of the eternal Father on this earth. You know what I'm saying? So like he said, you don't want to be left here. So take this opportunity to listen to this wisdom and this truth. Like he said, we talking a unique language that we hoping a brother or sister will hear, like you said, and they will say, man, what are they talking about? You know, that something that clicks inside of you to make you say, I want to hear more about that information the brother's talking about.
Right, right. And you know what that reminds me? When you said that, a thought came to my mind, right? And it was from one of your videos. And it was just showing you the comparison of the hellfire that's on the earth
mm-hmm.
and then the hellfire that's in Gehenna,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know,
mm-hmm.
is planet X,
mm-hmm.
where it's hellfire and ice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where these archons is going to go for a minute.
Right.
See,
right.
so you got to just understand, they
right.
mad.
Right.
They knows
right.
the scriptures.
Right.
They knows
right.
where they got to go. You see, they know where they going.
Yes, they
you see, so they're going to be, they upset.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they angry.
That their time is up.
That their time is up.
Right.
You see, their agenda is done.
Right.
You see,
they don't know the exact day, but like they know the season better than we do. You know what I'm saying? That's why they be attacking us left and right. You know? Right, brother? They know that their punishment is coming. They know we're going to rule over them. You know what I'm saying? Like they have ruled over us. You know, it just goes, like I said, it goes back to Revelations 13:9. He that leaves in the captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with a sword must be killed with a sword. This is the patience of the who?
Saints.
The saints.
Right. The saints. And see, in our patience, you know, we still, and I stress this, we still must minister
right.
to our nation.
Right.
You know,
important.
It's one of the most important things that we can do
right.
at this present time
right.
is to help not only our nation wake up, but also to look for those light brothers that just don't know that they, you know, are light brethren,
right.
you know.
Right.
And this is something that we do on a regular, you know. Like the brother said, minister. Yeah, it's important that we're doing this at this time because we in some serious times right now.
Right.
You know, we look just look what's going on. Like I turned the television just today. As soon as I turned the television on, and here's the guy said, "No more unemployment.
Mm.
It's been cut."
Mm.
No. December the 31st. Now, or December the 29th or the 31st, people getting paid their mortgage
right.
is out on the street.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the government don't get this straight. The government is about to shut down
right.
because they passed some kind of bill and
right.
the government can't run
right.
without this bill being
right.
passed
right.
because Trump just look like he's going to veto it.
Right. Right.
So we've got so much things going on.
Right.
That it can take the, you know, your energy. This is why we taking our energies and focusing on Messiah and the divine heavenly Father
right.
because we know this is what we ought to be doing, and they have the answers to all these situations.
Right. Man,
but first, we got to come back.
You bring out a very powerful point, brother, because this system is going to collapse. I was watching Big Judah video, and he said something about the RV that exploded in Nashville. It was on a street corner called Commerce and Church.
Oh, man. Boy, is the Commerce dead and the church is dead with
yeah.
it. So,
you said they said they parked the truck on Commerce and Church.
Look at that.
Yeah. Nah,
no,
said,
so what the hell is Father telling you? What is he saying? Look, you know it's going to come to a light
yeah.
brother. What are you talking? Commerce and church.
Commerce
two
and church.
Dead entities yeah. that's yeah. dying fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Commerce is going to crash because
right.
we already crashed in their church, too.
Right.
And that's amazing.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing, brother. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I say there ain't no such thing as
yeah.
coincidence.
Yeah.
And when you see that, the Heavenly Father say, look, if you think of, look at that.
Yeah.
Commerce and church.
Ain't no coincidence.
Heavenly Father said, I'm about to destroy their commerce and I'm going to destroy their church.
Yeah.
Now you watch this.
Yeah.
Wow, brother.
Commerce and church. That's
wow.
my word for the day.
That's the word.
Commerce and church.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. It's just amazing how the divine Heavenly Forefather Messiah work. It makes your it blows your mind.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we coming to the end of our program, but we just want to give thanks to our Heavenly Father and give thanks to Messiah and the Earthly Mother for giving us the wherewithal to do another show like this. It is a true blessing. And if it's the Lord's will, if it's the Heavenly Forefather Messiah's will, we'll be back next week to do another show like that. We don't know. We might be gone. We can be gone at any minute,
right.
any second. But I'm going to say to you, thank you for joining us. Peace be unto you. Shalom. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
I'm a dear Bay Israel.
Shalom.
Yeah, that was
long enough.
Yeah, that was good.